This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Bar, we go until last call, and you know, you start having a couple drinks, you decide to throw darts. That's what we do. Well, we found this dot matrix printer. Yeah, dot matrix, old school. And we found some ribbons. See, it still works. We found some ribbons at the Goodwill down the street. They found a shipment. They keep getting them. I don't know how we're working this out. We got the dot matrix, which this thing is huge. We got it strapped down to the metal cart that we roll in at the end of the night. We print out a picture of something that one of us has a gripe about, and we put it up on the dartboard. Now, it can get rescued. Sometimes the dot matrix picture is pretty good, and we want to keep it, right? We can't argue about what we like and what we don't like, but we get to nominate something to go up on the board for us to throw darts at.
We're about to start nominating candidates, and I think I'm going to start this week.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I found a great one, because y'all know it was All-Star Weekend here in the city of ATL, Cobb County, yes, we know, but ATL, and they had the Fox had the camera crews out and the battery, and they were stopping fans, and they asked something that made me have to put them on the dartboard. So I am printing out a Fox logo.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball on Fox is going to get a dart. Because Why are you trying to convince Braves fans that the Braves traded Ronald Acuna?
What?
What kind of marketing is that? What type of what kind of camaraderie All-Star Week? Like, I felt like this All-Star Weekend was kind of anti-host. And, you know, I was like, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm being a little sensitive. But that right there kind of put the icing on it, because y'all are already trying to start these, you know, maybe they should trade Ronald Acuna, little trade rumors in the air. It's getting real Trae Youngy out here in Braves country when it comes to number 13.
Right now.
And now you're trying to convince fans that Alex Anthopoulos picked up the phone and put Ronald Acuna on the chopping block? No, y'all get a dart. Y'all get a dart. Y'all get a dart. Y'all get a dart.
So they did the fake stuff to get people to react.
Yes. So it was like the man on the street.
And they thought that was a funny bit?
Yeah. So it was like the man on the street bit. And it was like, hey, how you feel about Ronald Acuna being traded? And they're like, what? What do you mean?
All right. I have.
And I don't feel like we would do this in New York, Jason. I don't feel like we would do this in L.A.
No.
So why are we doing this in Atlanta?
But that's the thing, Miles. They wouldn't do that in any other city. Mm. And this is what always makes me mad. As somebody who was born and raised, saw Steve Barkowski here, saw Dale Murphy here. I had a Glenn Hubbard glove when I was a kid.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's always anti-Atlanta.
Always.
In the national media. Mm. Always, always, always. I can't tell you how many times I've been to a soccer convention around the country, and I tell people I'm from Atlanta, and they're like, really? Are you sure? Really?
Just unnecessary shade.
I'm like, what?
Yes, I am.
Why is that, though, Jason?
There's a lot of haters out there, for one. And there's a lot of people, for whatever reason, and I think a lot of people have different reasons, depending on which group of people you're talking about, that look down on Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. I think in my soccer world, it's very exaggerated at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very upsetting. But that, what Fox did,
yeah,
they would never do that in St. Louis, Chicago,
nope.
Boston, New York,
nope.
Any other major league city. They wouldn't do it.
And what's happening, Miles, is they smell blood in the water because the Braves has kind of been like our sports shield.
Right.
Like, you know, you can say whatever you want about the other teams and throw out all the stuff or whatever. I'm not going to say those succession of numbers, but you can do all of that about all those other teams, but it's not much you can say about the Braves.
Right.
But right now, with them flailing a little bit, not having the season that we wanted to have, they smell a little blood in the water. And so all weekend, it's been articles. Oh, the All-Star Weekend is in Atlanta, but the Braves suck. Why is that an article? I ain't never seen that in no other All-Star Weekend. Why is that an article or a point of contention right now? Why are we holding up Trey Acuña and Sean Murphy signs 10 days leading up to All-Star Weekend? Now, y'all can call it a conspiracy, but I've just seen it in too many other sports and leagues around here. I know what I'm talking about all the way to wrestling. I know what happens when we in Atlanta try to, you know, stick our chest out and you know, yell our name out there and be the center of attention. They try to poo-poo it a little bit. But we are the L.A., the New York of the South. We are the sports capital of the South, whether you like it or not.
I saw Atlanta this is in an MLS conversation. I saw a national pundit include Atlanta in the conversation around other cities in the league. Because the conversation right now, Miami's about to make a big signing. Miami can make big signings. New York can make big signings. LA can make big signings. And there's players who are going to go to those cities because they're those cities. I get that. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This national pundit said about Atlanta, they were in the categories of small market and non-cosmopolitan.
Oh, wow. So we're just making stuff up.
Yeah, that's the non-cosmopolitan part of
it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, so we just making stuff up now.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah,
that's where it is.
And it's funny because, like, I made an argument on the internet earlier on Twitter because somebody...
That's where you make arguments on Twitter, by the way.
Exactly. Because somebody posted that they changed the flagship NBA store into the WNBA store for All-Star Weekend.
Yep.
So in my mind, that told me that it was an indie. So I was like, Indy has an official NBA store and we don't?
Mm-hmm.
No, the store is in New York. But my point was Atlanta should have one because we have all 30 fan bases here. We have an international airport.
This is true.
Like we you know, it's kind of tipped in our favor. Like, you know, Terrell Thomas of These Urban Times was making the argument that, you know, Indy is the basketball capital. And he is 100% correct. There's no argument there. You know, but our international airport, you know, does a lot of heavy lifting
and,
you know, making the sales numbers make sense. So that's my bid for an NBA store in Atlanta. But yes, poo-poo Fox, very bad. I see what y'all are doing, and I'm going ahead and putting it out there now. It was real anti-whole city, real anti-Braves. I didn't appreciate it, but I had a good time anyway. Jason, who are you putting on the dartboard?
I need to get some more darts first to chuck at that one. But when I'm done, all right, let's print out a Charlotte FC logo. One, that's who Atlanta United is playing on Saturday. So it's time to start hating. Two, this is going to make Andy Bunker real happy because I know he hates Charlotte. He has an irrational hatred of the city of Charlotte.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, I mean, and Charlotte's kind of just there.
Yeah, me and my brother call it like Atlanta Light.
It wants to be Atlanta Light.
Yeah.
They can't.
It's not.
Yeah. It has one plaza. It has that one plaza.
That city is like two exits.
No, seriously. Like, I mean, it's where people from Hickory go to get nightlife. Like, yeah. Shout out to Hickory, North Carolina.
Shout out to Gaffney, too.
This all kind of goes into why I'm putting the Charlotte FC logo up on the board, because they have wanted to be Atlanta so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. They, in their introductory press conference, when the team was announced years ago, they took shots at Atlanta. Mm. The owner is the owner of the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of it. He took shots at Atlanta. Then he ripped off everything that Atlanta United has done on social
media.
I've
noticed that.
Everything. Go back to, I think it was last year when Atlanta beat Charlotte, and the social media team had receipts of, we did this in whatever year. Oh, you did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have tried to do everything like Atlanta did.
They tried to tweak everything that, like, we've established as a culture. They tried to tweak it and kind of make it Charlotte.
I wish I could say, in the soccer world, tweak it. They tried to sign Miguel Almiron. He didn't want to go to Charlotte. He came back here. Now, and this is why they're going up on the board, they are trying to get a deal done to bring Yorgos Yakimakis back into Major League Soccer in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's 100% trolling. I'm throwing a dart. That's trolling.
They are trying to get Yorgos in. They've got his rights in the league. They're trying to get a deal done with Cruz Azul, who he's not really playing a bunch. Yorgos maybe can be a little difficult behind the scenes sometimes. So if he goes to Charlotte, he might tear the locker room apart, which might be a good thing. But they're trying to get him. It is a troll move. He's a good player, but it is a troll
move. This is a troll move.
It is a troll move.
And it's all because Falcons fans won't give them any energy to get this I-85 rivalry going. So they're really, really trying to
so
get
they're getting
it with
on
Atlanta
the MLS
United.
Side.
Yes, yep. They are really trying to create it on Atlanta United side, because that's something else I've noticed ticked up a lot this summer, too, during silly season. Panthers fans are really trying to get our attention this summer. Like, a lot.
Y'all are
like,
spot on. Y'all are spot on. I don't know if you remember about 10 years ago during the Cam Newton heyday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Carolina invited Future and Young Jeezy?
Yeah.
The Panthers on the sideline?
Yeah.
And they actually showed up?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, Jason, they've been trying to bite us for the longest.
Man,
so it's football, it's soccer, it's everything.
It's everything.
Give me a dart for that one, too.
Exactly.
Spot on.
All the darts.
Little brother Charlotte.
It's what you get, Charlotte.
So I'm at the bar with you guys, and I just arrived, and I heard the news today. I don't know if you guys heard it. I'm sure you have. Dame is returning.
Saw this.
I heard.
Back to Portland. Hey, Dot Matrix, can you please print me up a picture of Damian Lillard?
Is
it jammed? Oh, man, we've been printing all night. Look.
That thing's smoking over there in
Dame
the corner.
Dame Dollar, look. He's entering LaMelo Ball territory of meaningless basketball.
Slick.
Because LaMelo's going on 10 years of meaningless basketball ever since his brother left for UCLA.
And I want to talk about that, but go ahead. I'm glad you brought up LaMelo. Bro, I want to talk about that.
What are we doing, Dame? At this point in your career, 34 years old, you signed a 3-year deal. Like, we want to see you contend, Dame. Like, Dame has always been one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
He was my favorite player. That's until Trey came. But I just couldn't get with the meaningless basketball up there in Portland, man. He's so much better than that. Now we got to see him play 30 minutes next to Duop Reith and what's the Kamari Kamari. Or can anybody name me 3 players on a Portland? We can, because, you know, we're sports heads, but the average person can't. Damn, I just think Dame was much better than that going back to Portland, man. The fans want to see more. We know you're big on loyalty, and I know he's rehabbing and he wants to be close to family. I can't knock anybody who wants to be close to fam. But, damn, you got young children. Like, your kids are 4 and under, bro. Like, come on. I'm not going to tell another man what to do. It's just I heard offers was on the table with contending teams. He didn't want to take it. He wanted to go back home. But
that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because this feels like a giving up move.
It does. Thank you, Jason. It feels like he's just giving up.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I know he's coming off an injury. I know that's going to be an issue. Like, I get that. But he's still got something to give.
In my opinion, this sounds like I left to go chase a ring. Mm. This went horribly. And I'm going home. I'm just going home. I'm bowing out.
Left my heart back in Portland.
Exactly. I left, and look what I got. He woke up and went, you know, I miss my wife, actually. I done signed the papers and everything. Yeah. I done bought a new apartment. Yeah. I done got the Corvette. I done got the Can Corso she told me I could never have because it was too big to keep in the house. And 9 months later, I think I missed my wife.
Yeah.
And that's where Dame's at. Dame's like, you know what? I'm going home. Bump it. I'm going home.
He wasn't listening to Coldplay, was he?
I know, right? But I'm glad you brought up LaMelo because I thought of something earlier this week. And I think LaMelo Ball and the Charlotte Hornets are a match made in heaven.
You think so?
Because I don't think either one of them care about winning basketball. So I think they are a shot. They are a match made. LaMelo's never going to ask to get up out of there.
I don't think so.
And Charlotte's never going to ask LaMelo to win.
As long as those checks keep cashing, he's not.
I've never seen a perfect match of a city and a player, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the only guy that can play winningless basketball in the city and be like, LaMelo be balling, though.
It's going on 10 years,
LaMelo. Did you see how many all-star votes he had before they said, no, you're not going to be in the game? Like,
he had like the most, didn't he?
Yes, he had the most fan votes. The league just said, no, you're not, no.
And I think LaMelo
the league just said, no.
The league said no.
The fans all vote no.
Yeah, the fans went LaMelo.
I think LaMelo is the most, and I'm going to say this, hot take or not, I think he's the most marketable player in the NBA.
He kind of is.
If he was on the right team.
Or Charlotte was just good. Like, right, I think the jerseys are there. Like, you got the Jordan factor. You got LaMelo and his swag and his energy.
The Jelly fam loves him.
They just don't want to put together. I mean, they could bend the corner wall, but they just don't want to put a good team together. So that's what Charlotte is. So I guess we throwing a dart at Charlotte too because they don't want to win.
We throw more darts at Charlotte all day.
All day.
Dang, we took out the Hornets. We took out the Panthers.
The whole city.
And we took out Queen City. Okay,
we got
well.
Charlotte FC. We got the Panthers. We got the Hornets.
Got LaMelo.
Anything else you want to take a shot about Charlotte before we go? Do you like Bojangles?
No,
actually,
I don't.
No.
Whoa.
Actually,
right,
Bowberry biscuits ain't nothing. But Jiffy mixed with more flour.
No.
And then you can put that on me. And on that note, we are gonna leave the corner on sports and everything else, including breakfast apparently. And we will catch you guys next Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel, 929 The Game or the Odyssey app. It's closing time, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.